A new book tells the incredible story of the birth of AFC Wimbledon. It's called All Together Now. And one of the founding fathers of the club joins us now to chat about the book, Eric Samuelson. Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon.
We've had an awful lot of talk recently about Phoenix clubs, if you will, because certainly in like the ESL, I think there was quite a lot of fans of the six clubs involved thinking, you know, we'll do what Wimbledon did. I think this book proves that, you know, look, where you are now is quite remarkable, of course, as a club, but it was a long, hard road.
It certainly was. Can I just start by saying I actually wasn't one of the four founders. I wish I was. I wish I could say that. But I always say half a yard behind them.
Well, you paid up a very good job in finance, didn't you, to throw your lot in with Wimbledon. So I think they'd have a nod to you if they were on the phone this afternoon.
I think you're right. I get a due nod from them. But the four founders were special because they're the ones who said, "We've had enough of this. We're not doing it. We're going to start again." But yes, it was a slog. I mean, to be honest, in the first few years when we were non-league, it was huge fun. But the higher up you get, the more serious it gets, the more you have to lose. Then yes, the more of a slog it becomes, because you know we had a season where we were 15 minutes away from relegation out of League Two, and it's hard to find a lot of fun in that. The only fun comes at the final whistle when you're saved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? When you think about the story and, you know, there's amazing pictures in the book and you write about all of these moments, you know, from the trials on Wimbledon Common to, you know, like Kevin Cooper scoring all those goals who was going up the leagues and then playoff wins and surviving and stuff. Now you look back at it, and I'm sure you've been asked this before, are you kind of glad that Wimbledon went off to Milton Keynes so that you could have this story?
That's a great question and one that makes me squirm. It should never have happened. It was wrong that it happened. It should never be allowed to happen again. But once it had happened, we made the most of it. So I can't condone what was done. Mm. But from a personal point of view, I gained hugely from it in terms of just having a job that I loved for so long.
Mm. It's hard to believe it did happen. I can't imagine, really, despite the fact we nearly had a European Super League, I can't imagine it happening now. I can't imagine everybody sitting down at the FA and saying, yeah, you can move to Milton Keynes. Do you feel that?
Well, yes. I mean, one of the consequences of what happened was that the FA changed the rule, and there's some rule now, which I forget the exact wording, but it says basically a club should take its name from the conurbation in which it plays. Which was actually quite ironic because we were playing in Kingston when we got into the league, and arguably we weren't doing what it said, but they let us in anyway. they've tried to stop it happening again. I'm sure if enough money came along, there'd be a legal fight and they'd probably succeed. But it hasn't happened since.
No, there's
the picture where you didn't put Dons on MK Dons when they came to play you and got in a bit of trouble for that. I wonder over time, you know, how sort of what the relationship, like what the feeling is from the club and from the fans about, you know, MK Dons and you know their existence, or will that always be a kind of permanent? We will never acknowledge that.
You can't imagine that 100 years from now it'll be much of an issue, or even 50 years from now. And I think these things tail away. I usually draw a comparison with Spurs and Arsenal, where they were Woolwich Arsenal, weren't they? And they arguably pulled some strings to get themselves moved across the river and promoted. Mm. But, you know, looking back on it, nobody's that bothered now. I think I'm talking to a Spurs supporter.
I'm still pretty sore about that, to be honest. I still hold a grudge. Go back to Woolwich is what I say. But anyway,
I think there's a range of views, and I'm at a scale of 1 to 10, and 1 is extreme hostility. I'm round about 7 or 8.
Right. Okay.
I really can't bring myself to go there.
Yeah. Still simmering, but you know,
yeah,
ebbing away.
What was the best moment? It may be on field, off field, but as you look back on the whole story, is there one standout great moment for you?
Well, I think to be honest, the best is yet to come. I'm assuming, COVID permitting and everything, about 3 months from now, two teams will walk out for the first competitive game at the new Plough Lane Stadium to a full house, which will be putting the new roof under extreme threat, I hope, with the noise they make. And that'll be the moment that I think, when you think of everything we did, we achieved, collectively achieved, because a lot of people made this happen, for us to be sitting there in a brand new stadium in League One, celebrating who we are and what we've achieved. It's not possible, I think, in football terms for me to get better than that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's interesting just thinking about the story and just thinking about, there must have been so many times where you have sat back with other people who've been so central to this and gone, I can't believe we've done that. And, you know, as a Cambridge fan, that, I mean, we've gone up this year and it's great, but it's very rare that you sort of sit back and go, I can't believe we've done that, because we, like most clubs, just sort of bobbing up and around League One, League Two and the Conference. But, you know, those moments are just incredible.
Absolutely.
Really.
I can't remember the exact game, but it was towards the end of one of our early seasons when I think we probably had won promotion. I remember turning to Ivor Heller, the still is the commercial director, and just saying, and I mean this collectively, not him and me, but I said, blimey, look what we've done. It was quite sobering's not quite the right word, but it was quite a reflective moment. Good Lord, look at all this. And it went on from there. It grew and grew, and, you know, six promotions and League One and all the other things that go with it.
Do you, finally, Eric, do you think it could happen again? You look at the games, I know you're not in the front line anymore, you've stepped back from that at the club, but... do you look at the situation now? Would it be hard for this to happen again if somebody was to go off and do it next week?
You mean start again?
Start again and yes, exactly, kind of build a club up to this level. Was it more difficult at the moment than it was 20 years ago, or easier, do you think?
I think we had, I mean, people have said to me, you know, are you the model for how football club teams should be? But the answer has to be no, unless you want your team stealing 60 miles up the motorway and leaving you with no team support. We had the benefit, the serious benefit, of the fan base who pitched in and supported us from the very beginning. Most clubs doing that, well, A, I don't think it can happen, and B, I think we're genuinely unique, because times move on. I think my honest answer is no, it can't and it won't happen again.
Wow. Well, it's a great story, Eric. We wish you well with the book. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Eric Samuelson there, the extraordinary story of AFC Wimbledon is called All Together Now and is available in hardback, published by Pitch.